This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Next guest had 3 different stints with the Denver Broncos, from 2007 to 2010, 2012, and also again in 2015. He also has a Super Bowl ring. He currently covers the Denver Broncos and also does some work for Notre Dame. We welcome Ryan Harris onto the show today. Ryan, really appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Carrington and Sean, man. And I always love touching base with Kansas City. Had a great year there. We were the best 9-7 team that ever was in 2014. So always great to check in.
Absolutely, Ryan. We appreciate you coming on here. Let's start here. What happened last week in the game between the Broncos and the Patriots? I had an eye on it. I watched the last 4 minutes or so. The Broncos couldn't put the ball in the end zone, but got a tough, hard-fought win over the Patriots, 18-12.
Yeah, anytime you win in Foxborough in the NFL, it's a monumental achievement. It's the signature win for Vic Fangio. Whether he was on the hot seat or not this year, he's not any longer. And they really should have blown out the Patriots. They had 3 drop touchdown passes, one by Jerry Jeudy out of Alabama, the first-round pick this year. So it really could have gotten ugly quickly. But the big story was the defense. The defense had their best game that I've ever watched under Vic Fangio. They had 2 turnovers. And then they also had 4 sacks on Cam Newton, so they were going after them defensively, and it was an interesting game. You don't see a lot of 12 to 9 scores, and 18-12 scores in the NFL.
I was gonna say, what, because coming into the season, I really liked the Denver Broncos as a wild card team, and then the injury started to mount up even in the offseason with Von Miller, and I sort of started to shy away from them. How frustrating has it been this year that it doesn't feel like the core of the Broncos have ever been healthy all at the same time?
Yeah, that's the NFL, right? And that's where you're starting to see GMs now do a lot more depth at positions, especially key positions. I mean, look no further than, you know, Miami with Ryan Fitzpatrick, even though they had Tua Tagovailoa. And you've got even Andy Dalton there out there in Dallas. So teams, GMs are starting to change now. You know, before it was, let's get the best position, let's get the best player at every position. And the GMs I've spoken to, the ones that I see as doing a good job in the NFL, they now are saying, hey, we've identified 8 positions that we want to have depth at so that we can provide and still have a chance for the inevitable injury. People forget, the injury rate in the NFL is 100%. In my 10 years in the NFL, I had 9 different surgeries. So it's something that is a reality, and that GMs are seemingly now the last ones to kind of understand that and plan for it.
Especially with the Broncos. Like, everybody, like you said, gets bit by the injury bug. But, I mean, that took a chunk right out of their ass. They've been hurt from day one, even the preseason this year. How much do you think maybe they haven't been that overachieving team, that borderline playoff team necessarily because of all the injuries?
Well, they've had 9 quarterbacks the last 3 years, right? You can't win with that stat alone. Also, we all knew coming into the season with the decreased offseason that there were going to be a lot more soft tissue and freak injuries, and we're seeing that. Same thing happened in 2011 after the stoppage. Players' Achilles tendons and hamstring tears were up. And unfortunately, between having 9 quarterbacks the last 3 years and already 3 this year for the Broncos, they just haven't been able to get some momentum. And in Kansas City, everybody has seen what happens when you have the same quarterback there. You get tremendous stability, production, and confidence. And the Broncos just have not been able to put that together since we won Super Bowl 50 in 2015.
Do you think Drew Lock's the guy? Because you mentioned all the quarterbacks, even since John Elway's been there, and there have been a lot of them, not necessarily a lot of them that have worked out. Do you think it's going to be different with Drew Lock?
Yeah, I do. Now, he is also on the precipice of a very bad reputation. I mean, Drew Lock has an unbelievable arm. You guys will see that on Sunday. He has the ability to go downfield. He did it twice in the first four plays against the Patriots. He does not lack confidence. He has touch. He has a mastery and a want-to. He talks to John Elway after every game to kind of see how he can get better, even on the plane, on away games. So he's doing all the things to be a pro and to get better. And at the same time, he's only played seven games in 2 years as a second-round pick, and it's because of injury. So he missed 10 weeks last year and then a couple weeks here this year. So he has to stay healthy. And if he gets injured again, sooner or later, that moniker of, hey, he's a great talent, but he's always injured, is going to start being about Drew Lock.
Right now we're talking to Ryan Harris, who has a Super Bowl ring in Super Bowl 50. He currently works for the Altitude Sports Radio and Television in Denver. He also is an analyst for the Notre Dame football team, talking a little bit of Broncos. Let's talk a little bit more about Drew Lock. I'm curious where you see his ceiling is. I'm not sure if he can ever be a star in the league, but I certainly think he has some good traits. What do you think the ceiling is for Lock?
His ceiling's a Matthew Stafford type of player, a stand-up pocket passer who can really make everybody around him, you know, thrive. And he's incredibly accurate, accurate downfield. And right now, what we see here watching his games is just the inconsistency that comes with being young. I mean, he's going to go and start his eighth game now in the NFL in 2 years. And even Patrick Mahomes in his eighth game wasn't the Patrick Mahomes we see today. And we have to allow for that growth. And you guys know, too, the timeline for a quarterback developing really has changed, right? I mean, we used to want the first-round pick to come in, okay, the first year, whatever. And I really believe Patrick Mahomes is that last quarterback where people expect success in the first 3 years. I mean, Joe Burrow's had four 300-yard passing games of his five games he's played, and they're the best 4-1 team in the NFL, or 1-4 team in the NFL, right? So the success looks different. But for Drew Lock, his ceiling is a Matthew Stafford, 10,000 yards over his career type of passer. And if he can continue to develop, he'll get there sooner than later.
Ryan, let's talk about the parts around Drew Lock. They went out and they got Melvin Gordon in free agency. They had two established running backs already there. They draft Judy in the first round. He was actually my favorite wide receiver coming out of college, but he's been sort of banged up this year. Noah Fant, he's banged up right now. They got Albert O out of Missouri. How would you evaluate those offensive pieces around Drew Lock this year?
Well, John Elway's really done a great job of putting talent around Drew Lock. Noah Fant's arguably the third best tight end in the NFL, even while injured, behind Kittle and Kelsey. I mean, he's fantastic. More receiving yards than Rob Gronkowski in his first season. Had a high ankle sprain. I do think we'll see him in this game this weekend between the Broncos and the Chiefs. He's fantastic. Jerry Jeudy, who I call Jerry Jeudy Moncada after watching Narcos out here, he's got the separation and speed. He just has got to develop more confidence catching the football. And when you talk about the running backs, it's interesting because fans in Kansas City know. I mean, they did it with Larry Durant-Tardif. They did it with Travis Kelce. They did it with Patrick Mahomes. Great teams who are perennial playoff teams, they re-sign good players early. And the most mystifying thing about signing Melvin Gordon to a two-year, $16 million deal is you had a running back who, with six different quarterbacks in 2 years, posted consecutive 1,000-yard rushing seasons, and, oh, by the way, went to the Pro Bowl last year, and they didn't give him a new contract this year. You need to sign guys like that long-term, early, to get a premium on their value, and the Broncos just have not done that with key players on their team.
Ryan, I remember when I was young, my dad sat me down and he told me, son, he said, don't worry about things that you can't control. It's not going to get you anywhere. But if you're the Denver Broncos and you've got Patrick Mahomes in the division, and like you mentioned, we're not even sure that he's hit his prime at this point, how do you avoid knowing that you're going to have to face that guy twice a year?
You don't avoid it. You embrace it. You know, one of the best things, you know, and I learned a lot of that from Mike Tomlin and, of course, the championship year, and from Gary Kubiak. The road is real. You want to win in the NFL. You want to be a Super Bowl champion. Well, guess what? You're going to have to play the Patriots. You're going to have to play the Chiefs. You're going to have to play the Steelers. And you better win those games. So you can make your mind up now that you want to be a champion and go through that road. Or you can say, well, let's try and take one of three and see what happens. And you're not going to win that way. And I love this week, Mike Tomlin came out, they're playing the Tennessee Titans, and he said, listen, you know, a lot of people fear Derrick Henry, and there's a lot to fear. But we got to make sure our corners and secondary are not making tackles on him, but when they have to, that they do what's necessary to get the job done. I mean, you have to embrace the challenge. And that's why the Chiefs, the Texans, the Steelers, and the Patriots have been so good for so long and consistently show up, not just for fantasy football owners, but for fans as well in the playoffs.
Speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, you mentioned Mike Tomlin there a couple of times. Now the Chiefs have one of their old running backs in Le'Veon Bell. Coming off a game, Ryan, where the offensive line was so dominant and Edwards-Helaire looked like Walter Payton, how do you think Le'Veon Bell fits into this offense as soon as this week?
Well, I don't think he'll fit in there, and that's from playing with him. I love what Clyde Edwards-Helaire has done. We call him the Fresh Prince of Helaire out here in Denver. He's number two in rushing and just 83 yards behind Derrick Henry. That's incredible for a rookie. Now, also, he is a rookie, and the rookie wall is real. Usually happens around week 6 through 9. So you have Le'Veon Bell there to help support you, but Le'Veon Bell's running style is very different than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's going to take his time to get to the line of scrimmage versus shooting through that line of scrimmage. That's a different way to block for those linemen up front.
That is Ryan Harris joining us today on The Drive. He is a Super Bowl champion. He also works in Denver and for the Notre Dame Radio Network. Ryan, really appreciate you coming on, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, guys. Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.